This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning into WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote the sustainability here in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. So this week, I'm joined by Evie Russell, who is with the UK Office of Undergraduate Research, and she's here to talk about an exciting opportunity called the Summer Sustainability Research Fellowship. So Evie, thank you for being on here this week.
Thank you for having me.
So this project is called, is it officially the Summer Sustainability Research Fellowship or grant?
It's fellowship.
Fellowship. Okay, just want to make sure I get it right. And it's been around for quite some time now. So can you just explain how this came to be? Just because I think it's like a really cool backstory about how it started.
Sure. So in 2013... a student who was on the Student Sustainability Council and who had received a summer research fellowship from our office in the summer of 2013, actually, came to me with the idea of having a conversation about offering these fellowships for students who are doing research but have a sustainability component to it. And so thus began the conversations of how would we logistically work this? Would it be different than the regular summer research grants? How would it be funded? And what would be the significant difference between the two. And honestly, just through conversation with that, we determined that it would be a great asset for our students. The summer research grants typically are a very competitive process for students. And so this opportunity would allow a number of students to apply, but compete at a much smaller scale for that funding.
I think it's awesome, too, that it was a student who, like, was, like, sort of thought that this would be a good idea and then made it happen, and then the Office of Undergraduate Research just, like, hopped on it. So I think that's a really cool, like, way that this program began.
Yes, for sure.
And so can you just explain, like, really what this opportunity is and, like, what it's all about?
So the first set of cohorts were actually awarded in the spring of 2014. And it really allows students to be able to work on environmentally initiatives that they are... that they have within their research currently. The summertime is a great time for students to really have a lot more time to really delve into their projects because unlike the semester, their time commitment is not as constrained with classes and so forth, right? They definitely have a lot more time to invest in the investigation of their research. And so I think that's a key component to this. And the fact that, you know, they get to work on environmentally, environmental issues in any discipline. So it's just not like, agriculture. We have had students in the medical side of the house work on projects that are environmentally affected.
Mm-hmm.
We've had students in forestry, in nutrition and food sciences. So just a large variety of projects. And it's been eye-opening for me to see the depth of that mm-hmm. sustainability component into these research projects across the disciplines.
Yeah, and that's like kind of like leads me to like another question is how the research topic is decided. So for the students here at UK who get the research opportunity at UK here for the summer, do they just meet with a faculty member and then like decide from there? Or like how does it, like how much choice do they have with that?
They have quite a bit of choice. So typically what happens is a student is partnered with a professor and they begin the research process or project with that faculty member. The summer research opportunities are then for those students to actually have more ownership mm-hmm. of that project. So a lot of times those projects are minimized to a certain area from that larger project.
Okay.
So the students actually get to really delve in, have a lot more independence in that research. As far as the topics go, it's typically a topic that they have been working on with mm-hmm. the faculty member, and then they just identify something off of that
just kind of like
larger
off of
project.
It. Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. Yeah. And so this is in the summer, and so what really are the people doing like every day? So like what would like a typical day look like for a student who is conducting this research?
Well, it depends on the project, to
yeah.
be honest with you, right?
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
So a typical day might, I mean, the students do spend, it is kind of a full-time job for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they, I don't want to say they're restricted or expected 40 hours per week.
Yeah.
But it is a full-time commitment for them in the summertime. So a typical day in a lab could be where they go in at 9 o'clock and they're there till 3 o'clock
mm-hmm.
Every day. In the field work of agriculture, a student may be doing some database work, some research on you know, some plants that they are in researching,
mm-hmm.
and then they go out to a research farm for part of the day, or spend 2 or 3 days of a week out on the farm, and then come back into the library or their house or wherever they're doing that database work and work on that. So it's really, it's very open and very flexible just a great experience for our students.
Yeah, that sounds awesome because it is in the summer, and so you have the time to devote that much time to it and, like, really, really dive into it, which I think is really cool because I don't know, because, like, when else would you get the opportunity to, like, really devote that much of your time to something, especially in undergrad when everyone has 8 million things going on, so.
That's right. And, you know, students who are involved in research during the academic year have great opportunities.
Oh, yeah,
but
definitely.
Really, they're limited to the amount of time that they mm-hmm. can spend really investigating in that subject. And so the summertime is really that time that allows them to figure out or mm-hmm. identify, is this really something I want to continue? Would I like to become a researcher? Do I know that I definitely do not want to continue this? But it allows them to dig deeper into that discipline and subject that they are interested in that helps them with their career path.
Yeah, definitely. And that kind of like ties into, I was looking at what some of the past projects were from last year, and I liked how they were just really different from each other, but they all definitely had that really strong sustainability environmental focus. Like, one of them was a campus tree walk, so that was, like, really forestry, and then the other one was, like, environmental policy, so I just really liked how this one, this project is how you can really make it your own and like you said, like really see if like this is something that you're actually interested as yes. a career.
Yes. And the Sustainability Council has been very generous to this project because they have seen the success from mm-hmm. it. They started out with awarding 3 students, and now we are up to or partnering with the Undergraduate Research Office and awarding up to 6 students.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I know I'm only one person on the SSC, but like, I really, really like this project, and so I'm really excited that you guys come back and like keep changing it up and like making it really cool each year to year. So. Not to pause, but we have to take a quick break, so we will be right back. Welcome back to Green Talks. Once again, I'm your host, Sophie, and here today we have Evie Russell, who is with the Office of Undergraduate Research here at UK, and she is talking about the upcoming opportunity called the Summer Sustainability Research Fellowship. So, just to hop right back in where we left off,
yeah.
As I kind of said, you guys have just come back for the past few years and really added more like different dynamics to this project. And something that y'all added this year that's really exciting is that 3 students can go to another university to do research.
Yes, and yeah. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
So the goal in this was one of the graduate students who's been part of the Student Sustainability Council for several years, Jared Penn.
Yeah. Shout out to Jared.
Shout out to Jared. is now at LSU. Mm-hmm. And so before he left the university, he came to me and said, "What do you think about this idea?" And I said, "I think it's great." And so primarily the goal of this elevated part of this project is to connect UK alumni who are now at other universities mm-hmm. To allow our students an opportunity to go in the summertime and work with them.
Yeah.
And then bring their knowledge of what they've learned back to their research project here at UK. But again, it's keeping that connection with our UK alum and keeping that sustainability connection and yet allowing our students to explore.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Like, that's a really cool piece that was added to this because it was based after the REU model, right?
That's correct. It was based after the NSF REU mm-hmm. model.
But yes. That's really cool that it's, like, just specifically now to UK students, so it makes it really more accessible to our students, which I think is really cool.
So we don't call it REU because REU
is... Yeah, because, that's
so
stuff.
We right. Yeah. So we call it the... oh, my gosh. It's the ISRC.
Okay.
And it's the Intercollegiate Summer Research Experience.
Okay. I like it. Cool. I like the name. I guess you answered, they are already UK faculty and they've already been contacted that this will happen over the summer.
Yes.
And so when a person applies for this opportunity, do they have a choice if they would like to go to another university or stay here?
Yes, they do. So a student can apply for both the ISRC component of the sustainability. Mm-hmm. And they can also apply for a sustainability research fellowship to stay on campus or in the surrounding area.
Okay.
They just can't receive both.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, yeah.
And so the part for the ISRC, we have listed the different components, mm-hmm. the research titles of those, and the faculty members. So there's 2 at LSU. We'll have 2 faculty members at LSU, one of those being Jared, mm-hmm. and another one at Clemson.
Okay.
And the projects that students are able to apply for this year, the one at Clemson is with Dr. Michael Vassilos, And his research topic is in restaurant and food shop owners' perception about selling local organic products in South Carolina.
Awesome.
The two at Louisiana State, one is natural resource and ag economics with Jared, and the other one is with Dr. Sun that is developing sustainable management strategies for termites.
Awesome.
So that's cool. More entomology-based research.
Yeah, even just those three are still, like, just really different from each other, which is cool. And so three people will go to, well, one at each one of those universities, and then how many will be just here at UK for the
there
summer?
There will be if each one of these are awarded, then we will have three at the ISRC and three here on the university.
Okay, cool.
The option is if nobody wants one of these projects, then they can just apply for a regular summer research grant and stay here.
Okay, there you go.
It's an option.
Yeah. So it's just kind of open to however the person applies. It's really what they would like to do this summer, which is really nice. And speaking of the application.
So the application is now open. It opened on Monday, and the deadline will be February the 26th.
Okay, February 26th. Mm-hmm. And where is that application located?
That application is on our website. It's www.uky.edu/Chelgren / undergraduate research.
Okay.
Good to know. And on the left-hand side, it'll be under funding opportunities, and then you'll look for the summer research or summer sustainability research fellowships.
Okay.
Everything is done online.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that the students who are applying for the regular summer research grants, in all aspects, actually, they will have to have a faculty endorsement from their UK faculty mentor.
Okay.
But again, that's all online. It's very simple.
Yeah, very straightforward.
We've streamlined it too.
Okay, that's good. Make it simple, but still effective. I like it.
Yes.
And once again, you said that closes February 26th.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
So please really consider this. I think it will be a great opportunity for students. And next year, we hope that we will be able to fill all three of these slots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should say all six slots.
Yeah.
And then even allow more opportunity for students to go to other universities with our UK alum in the future.
Awesome. So what, if you like had to choose a favorite part of this project, like, or aspect, what would you say that is?
Could you?
Sorry.
That's okay.
What would be like your favorite part of this project?
Oh, getting to know the students.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this isn't just, like, students just don't go online and apply. It sounds like it's really that simple, but honestly, students will come to the office, they will ask for advice. I sit down with them and help them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't help them with their proposal, because that really should be between their faculty mentor and them. But I will help them make sure that they have everything in the proposal that they should have to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I will give them resources to look at other students' proposals confidentially that have been successful in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so my favorite part of this whole process is really just working with the students and getting to know them, because then they know the other opportunities that we offer, and it just really builds a relationship.
Yeah.
So one of the important aspects of undergraduate research is networking and really making those connections with faculty.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the same with the Office of Undergraduate Research.
Yeah.
And so we have students that come back, you know, semester after semester, and It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really
why
nice.
We're here.
Yeah, making those connections and those relationships. That's awesome.
Yes. And building the program so that we can have the opportunities for students to really, you know, be competitive when they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And undergraduate research really allows students to adds so much more than just coming to college and, you know, getting a four-year degree. Students need more than that now.
Yeah.
And that was just a quote from a student 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
In the information session. And he, unfortunately, did not do research,
mm-hmm.
and so came to a session to see how he could get more involved just his last semester. And he said, I wish I would have known more about this.
Yeah.
Because he said, you know, I'm in a field that is very competitive, and now I've missed the opportunity to make myself very marketable.
Yeah, and doing that research would really, like, push you over the edge with
it
that.
It does. Yeah. It really does. Not only that, it allows students to learn transferable skills that they're going to take
definitely.
With them. Right?
Yeah.
Critical thinking, problem solving, writing techniques, you know, learning how to pose a question and answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many things, so many valuable aspects to the undergraduate research experience, let alone having the connections that mm-hmm. they make with their mentors. Many of our mentors stay in touch with their students even after graduation.
Yeah.
And you never know when you might need a
phone call, right? Yeah.
Back to your old faculty member, right?
Yeah, seriously, yeah. I think you just, like, sold me to do research now. Like, that makes me, like, pumped. I'm gonna, like, really look into that. So do you have, like, any tips for people who are interested in doing research or just don't really know how to get started?
Absolutely. So the first thing I would encourage them to do is go to our website and to register with on the left-hand side, it'll say students start here. And registering does not commit you to anything.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us that you're interested. And the second step then is to actually make an appointment with us well, there's multiple ways. They can make an appointment where we will do a one-on-one session with them.
Mm-hmm.
We do have information sessions where students, if they're just more interested about the process and the time frame, we go over, you know, the logistics of that. And so there's, you know, different ways that students find mentors. Typically, we encourage them to come through our office because then we get the connection with them, and then they mm-hmm. learn of the other opportunities that we have to offer.
Yeah.
So that's the first step, is really having that conversation with our staff
mm-hmm.
Of three.
Yeah.
and we will help them navigate that process, figure out the timing of that, you know, because it is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Finding mm-hmm. a partnership with a faculty mentor is not just,
just like quick and easy.
No,
like,
it's not quick and easy.
Yeah.
Because you have to figure out what is the student interested in?
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to align their interest with a faculty member's research and try to figure out if that's an interest to them. And then it also has to be, you know, a good fit for both the faculty mentor and the student. So I tell students it takes a semester.
Okay.
It's a process of about a semester, give or take, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I mean, some students get the opportunity to jump on board in 2 or 3 weeks.
Impressive.
And it, you know, usually within a semester,
mm-hmm.
A student can find a partnership for the following semester or the summer.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds like the office sounds like a really great resource.
It is.
It's a place to definitely start.
And in addition to that, I mean, other than just offering these fellowships, I mean, we have support programs for students involved in research in terms of funding for if they're presenting at national conferences or national meetings. We support students who are accepted to the National Conference on Undergraduate Research. Mm-hmm. We have students who actually receive the sustainability grants or fellowships and present at NCUR.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We have our own showcase of undergraduate scholars, mm-hmm. which is what I call a mini conference, if you will, where it allows any UK undergraduate student who is doing a faculty-mentored research project in the fine arts, in the humanities, any discipline, an opportunity to come out and present, perform, demonstrate their scholarly work.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So many great opportunities. Yeah. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so, once again, that application for this Summer Sustainability Fellowship is February 26th.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So check us out.
Yeah.
Please apply. If you have questions, come visit us. We are located in 211 Funkhauser.
Okay.
My name is Evie.
Okay. And Evie, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been great.
Thank you for having me.
So now for just a few closing announcements. Next Wednesday will be the second speaker of the Urban Forest Initiative seminar series, and the event is in the Plant Science Building in the Cameron Williams Lecture Hall. And there will be light refreshments and a socializing hour beginning at 6, and the speaker will begin at 7. You can stay up to date with the Student Sustainability Council on our website, which is uky.edu/sustainability. And you can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram. And as always, thank you for listening to Green Talks here on WRFL. Keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.